Now, Horseshoe Bay Farms in Door County is going to be experimenting with a different kind of garden this summer, a sculpture garden. As reported in the Door County and Peninsula Pulse, Horseshoe Bay has commissioned an artist known for his signature stick work, massive sculptures made out of sticks that people can interact with. Drew Richmond is the executive director of Horseshoe Bay Farms in Door County. Drew, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
Before we check out this sculpture, can you tell us a little bit about Horseshoe Bay Farms?
Yeah, it's a 105-year-old historic farm. It was built in Egg Harbor, Wisconsin, up in Door County. And about 4 years ago, 5 years ago or so, a group of folks came together and created it as a nonprofit. So it's a 501c3 nonprofit that is focusing on preserving the land and the barns and the structures around it, but also, trying to preserve our history and capture the history of this beautiful farm, and then also activating it, which kind of gets into this whole stick work piece.
Yeah, tell us about what's going to be in the works for June.
Lots of things. So we're in our second, what we like to call our second year of operations. Last year was our first year, and it went great. And we had a lot of historical tours, and a lot of people really got to walk on the property for the first time ever. We were able to reconnect with families and do all those other things from the farm. So for this year, we decided to change things up a little bit and continue to push our mission. And, we'll still have the historic tours, and we'll still have our beautiful Dahlia gardens and all the other things, but we're going to bring in Patrick Doherty to do a stick work piece. And, like you said in the introduction, he's been doing this for 30 years, just a master creative mind. And he does it all by weaving massive sticks together, trailer truckload of a massive amount of sticks together to create these art pieces.
And there's an interactive part of it. Well, first of all, he's looking for some construction help.
Yeah, a lot of volunteers. A lot of volunteers are needed for this. He works with his son, Sam. And those are the only two that come in. Everybody else is volunteer, and there's lots of different roles. And if anybody wants to help, they're more than happy to reach out to me, but we need lots of volunteer help. And he does this all in about 3 weeks or so. I don't even have a draft of what he has in mind. He kind of does it a week before and shows up and goes after it.
Now, I cheated and looked at some pictures of his work, but for everybody else, can you paint a picture of what some of his artwork, these woven together sticks, as you said, thousands and thousands of them, what do they end up looking like?
Well, that's the thing, is that we actually had him here in December and toured around a very cold Door County at that time, but hoping to, kind of give him some inspiration for what this project might be and what it might look like, but they all end up being very different from each other. He does about 10 a year, and he's worked all over the world. And it's really quite fascinating. So, and you mentioned the word interactive.
Yeah.
This is probably 15, 20 feet in the air. You can walk through them. Do not climb them. But you can definitely walk through it and touch it and experience it. And that's what he really wants people to do. So, some have turned out to be more like characters. Others have been, jugs and different things, just kind of taking what he can from what our environment is and really creating a creative sculpture behind it.
Now, Wisconsin is home to different kinds of farm and art projects. There's the Farm Art Detour connected to Fermentation Fest. I've been on other art drives. Could you talk about just the like joy of bringing an art project like this into an agricultural setting?
Well, I think, we're going to continue to do things like this. At least that's our goal. But as this being the first one, and others have mentioned this to me too, really drawing the connection between art and nature, and then also having it in a setting of, one of the oldest historic farms in the entire state, really draws everything together. And we're really excited about that piece to it. And we have this opportunity to bring a whole other group of folks, those that are really excited about the artist components of it, mm-hmm. and bringing them to our little nonprofit in Egg Harbor and seeing what we can do with it. So we're really quite excited.
Okay, if people love the idea of participating as a volunteer and helping to build this, how do they get in touch?
Everything is on our website. So I'm the one staff member of this beautiful organization so far. So if anybody wants to reach out, they will connect directly to me via email, and We're in the middle right now of looking for a lot of volunteers. We're about halfway there. So anybody that wants to help out, we're there for it.
Drew, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for sharing this with us today.
I really appreciate it, Rob. You guys have a good day.
That's Drew Richmond, Executive Director of Horseshoe Bay Farms in Door County. He talked to us about the organization and a new massive outdoor sculpture on the way this summer made out of sticks. You can find more information about volunteering or about going to see it when it is up and running. We've got a link at WPR.org/Central Time. Look for the segment note.